As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, March the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, I'd say. Well, news anyway. Hard facts, certainly that. And workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014, unless it happens to be your job, and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome, unless you work for on-call or something. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net, like so many do. Keep me apprised of the information and the news articles that you think are interesting. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome, and all that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals this morning holding earlier gains. However, we're seeing a bit of a sell-off right now. Crude oil rising on the U.S. dollar steady. All lip gloss and no corn. Yeah, the hog estate is fit for slaughter. We'll talk about that in the news. Part 5, trust. Do they deserve our trust? We'll go there perhaps today as well. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this is 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $3.80 at $1,434.90. As I mentioned, there is a reversal happening now. Silver was up 36 cents at $36.27 an ounce. $36.27 an ounce for silver, my oh my. Platinum took a big whack yesterday. This morning off $15 at $18.04. Palladium also took it upside the head at now down $7 at $7.79. $779. So we had 800 plus yesterday. We're dropped down about $20 so far. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a big spread developing here. $1,425 for a low, and $1,437.80 for a high. But at $1,434.90, your gold was up $300.90 year to year for a 26.53% return on your investment. It'll be anybody's guesses to figure out where it's going to go today, however, so you just have to watch. I recommend you look at kitco.com. London gold shares this morning, the London gold fix this morning, the AM price fixing, at $1,435. Again, as I said, it's below that as of airtime. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of those away that were listening to the top of the hour news and weather breaks. Once again, let's back in our market report, where we found active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Time. Gold was trading up $3.80 at $1,434.90. I just checked with Kitco. It seems that they're around about running around 14.2610. And again, those are delayed numbers, but we can see there was quite a bit of a sell-off, a turnaround, dropping basically 10 bucks. From the time that 9 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Silver, same thing. Silver was at 36.27, up 36. It now shows about 35.82. So we've got, up and down. We're active trading. Platinum this morning off 15 bucks, and I imagine that it's going to continue to see more red ink. Let's see what we got over there. It's off 17 now, off $4 in palladium. But platinum was off 15 bucks at 1804. I'm showing 1802 now. Palladium off $7. It's now off $4. So it's brought come back up a little bit, up from 779 to 782. It just changes. It runs like that way all through the whole day. That's why I encourage you to not rely on any prognosticators and do your own research. Follow these numbers yourself, especially if you happen to have your savings tied up in it. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Now we had a 14.2310 earlier. Now we've got a 14.3780 still for the high this morning. Your London gold fix is at 14.35. We'll continue to see this volatility, as we move forward. And certainly with all the developments happening in the East and the Near East and the Middle East, well, you can imagine it's just going to get to be a roller coaster. So strap yourself in. You enjoy the ride. It's SPDR Gold Shares. Again, this is the GLD. They're up 6 point. They added 6.68 metric tons to their treasure chest overnight. They claim this morning to be holding 1,217.30 metric tons, valued at the bullion prices at $56.2 billion. So you've got really big hands. You've got really deep pockets. Lots of players involved. We've got people that are involved that are working for the government, manipulating these markets. And at the same time, we've got a whole lot of independent investors that are out there. And every time the government tries to whack them down or J.P. Morgan tries to whack down the prices, they come in and they buy back in and shore it up. So it's quite the struggle going on out there. Anyway, yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 80. Lots of red ink in the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday 80 at 1290. The Nasdaq closed off 39 at 2746. And the S&P 500 closed down 11 at 1,310. Crude oil this morning, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, was off 25 cents, trading at $105.19 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index up 33 basis points at 76.80. In the foreign exchange rate marketplace, your Forex market, the Canadian loonie up 12 basis points at $1.02. The Mexican peso virtually flat at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 42 basis points at $1.40. The British pound off 19 basis points and yet still strong at $1.61. And the Swiss franc off 62 basis points at $1.07. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, this is the U.S. bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.71. The 10-year is at 3.52. The 30-year is at 4.63, and of course that impacts your mortgage markets, where we find the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage this morning moving down from a month ago, where it was at 4.24% to 4.12% this morning. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is moving down from 4.99% to 4.85%. Of course, your prime rate locked in stone, set at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, it would take you 39.57 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. We see the gold ratio, gold-to-silver ratio, continuing to go down on the strength of silver as it creeps up against the gold. Let's see what we've got here in the economic calendar for this morning. Basically, we're just looking at store sales tomorrow. The Mortgage Bankers Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will be out. Wholesale trade, petroleum status report. We'll be taking a note of that petroleum status report tomorrow. They ought to, if they're going to do us any good at all, which they oftentimes won't. They'll let us know what the reserve status is as far as our holdings on petroleum products. But let's jump over and take a look and see what's happening in the stores. The ICSC Goldman's reports that rising employment and strengthening income are more than offsetting high fuel and food costs. All right? Are you ready to accept that that comment? That rising employment and strengthening income are more than offsetting high fuel and food costs and are giving a boost to retail sales. Are you ready to accept that? It's fluff, in my opinion, okay? But it's coming out of Econo Day, so it's going to impact the news. You're going to hear about it all day. Everybody picks it up, and then they, you know, like I said, they add a few experts say and a few quotations, but this is basically going to be the storyline for today. The ICSE Goldman Same-Store Sales Index surged a week-to-week 2.3% in the March 5-week through the year-on-year rate, subject to uneven comparisons tied to calendar shifts. That's right. Another day on the calendar. Well, anyway, it fell back 0.7 to a plus 2.6%. The report sees full month March sales flat to up 2%. So we won't know until the end of the month whether this projection, this prognostication, this little bit of Ouija board work is going to be true. But they're saying anywhere from flat to up 2%. So, again, we'll see. By this year's Easter, or Ishtar, shift into late April, and blah, blah, blah. The government will post Friday retail sales data. Redbook will post its data, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to Redbook. Take a look at it. Red Book this morning, again off the Econoday website. In contrast to the ICSC Goldman, Redman says retail sales were below target. Not gonna, who you gonna believe? You know, one bunch up, the other bunch down. Depends, I guess, on who's paying the bill. These people seem to write whatever kind of a storyline their page is to write. Same-store sales in the March 5 week came in at a year-on-year plus 2.0% versus 3.0% in the prior week and versus planned sales of plus 2.5%. Initial indications on the monthly sales are negative. Do we really need to go any further with that? I don't think so. Let's go over here. This is how they spin it in the news, folks. Confidence at U.S. small companies hits a three-year high. You feeling confident this morning? Bob Willis writing this for Bloomberg. Confidence among U.S. small companies rose in February to the highest level in 3 years as hiring and sales expectations increased. Notice the word, key word, yeah. That's where we get into the trivium, you know. This is grammar. It's all based on expectations, all right? Let's start that again. Confidence among U.S. small companies rose in February. Confidence game, con men, to the highest level in 3 years as hiring and sales expectations. Yep. Well, we hope to hire somebody next month. We really do. Jim needs a job. He's been in 3 times. We hope to hire him, but we're not sure we will. Sales expectations? Yep. We hope to move out all of these boxes. But so far, we haven't seen a customer in weeks, but we're here. The doors are open. Anyway, we'll pick it up right there with that confidence report after these words from our sponsor.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
All right, so back once again and looking at this article off the Bloomberg. And this is the headline of this, confidence. It's a con game, all right. At U.S. small companies hits three-year high. Now, here's a little bit more of the report. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, that would be your NFIB. Some of you might have heard that before. Optimism index climbed to 94.5. An optimism index. You believe it? The highest since the recession began in 2007. I guess they got a lot of optimism there. The Washington-based group said today in a statement, the reading compares with the average of 100.7 during the previous expansion that started in November of 2001. I guess after they knocked down the, had the live burning sacrifices in the high places in New York City, we had an expansion. Yeah, that's right. Hiring plans rose to the second highest level since September. And they plan to hire, but they're not hiring. A sign that employment may pick up in coming months. If we follow these news articles off Bloomberg, this influences some people's decision-making, I guess. You rush out and get on their stockbroker's thing, and they get on, there's all these day traders out there, and they're looking at this thing, and they're going, yeah, yeah. I follow this website. I watch the authors that write. I watch the articles and the spin doctors at work. I think it's important to pay attention to what's happening in New York City. The future is looking brighter for a few more small business owners. Wow. Said William Dunkelberg, the group's chief economist. That's the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB. Still, he said, quote, this is not a reading that characterizes a strongly rebounding economy, more like a dead cat bounce. Figures on employment turned more optimistic. Figures, they say. Oh, well, let it go, Will. Small businesses with plans to add to payrolls rose 2 points. To a net 5%, a net 15% of firms. You think you could translate any of this into a Mickey D for yourself for lunch? I don't think so. A net 15% of firms in February survey said they were having trouble filling job openings. Man, can you imagine that? They run an advertisement in the local newspaper and they're having trouble filling job openings? Wow. I wonder what kind of requirements they have for those jobs. Employment in the small business space is increasing slowly. Kiran Patel, general manager at the small business group at Intuit Inc., which markets software solutions for small and medium-sized firms, told a teleconference on March the 2nd, quote, things are a lot better today than they were 18 months ago, but we are far from being at the place where we were before the deep recession. So I guess we've had a shallow recession. We've had a minor recession, we've had a depression, we've had inflation, and now maybe we'll be going into hyperinflation. Sales outlook, the next percent of small business owners projecting higher sales, adjusted for inflation, rose 1 point to 14%, the highest level since September of 2007. That was before the recession began, right? The gauge of expectations, wow, do we need to go any further? I don't think so. You get the idea. These guys are not reporting anything. These are just words, Bob. Just words. Words on a piece of paper. Let's take a look at another article here. U.S. home sales accelerate as prices decline amid the rebound. What? That's right. Kathleen Howley, howling at the moon, writes this for Bloomberg. The third decline in U.S. home prices in 3 years just keeps dropping and dropping and dropping, is driving a pickup in sales as bargain hunters from Beijing rush to buy before mortgage rates rise, even as values may slump further. They say, you know, you buy low and you sell high. But, as she says here, as values may slump further. So maybe you'd rather go bass fishing or fishing for trout than buying a house because you ain't seen the bottom of this market yet. Mounting foreclosures push the median price for a U.S. existing home to $158,000 in January. Now, we can go back in the archives and we can find that the median price for existing homes in the U.S. was way over $200,000 just a year ago. Now we're calling it $158,800, the lowest level since 2002. So if you bought a house anytime between 2002 and today, you basically just flushed your money away. We're resetting. We're sweeping away all of your equity. All of those payments that you made, all of those taxes, swept away. Bye-bye. According to the National Association of Realtors, at the same time, sales climbed 22% from October. The biggest three-month gain, you should see them at the auctions here. You should see them come out for the tax auctions. All right, there's not a whole lot of buyers, but there's a whole lot of property being offered at auction. Sheriff sales, if you know what I'm saying. Sales climbed 22% from October, the biggest three-month gain since the end of a home buyer tax credit. They keep pointing back to this home buyer tax credit. This was supposed to be a real benefit, and boy, the Realtors Associations were so excited. They were able to get people to sign up. You know, everybody's going to get that $8,000 tax credit. And so they jumped into the marketplace and they signed up for their loan. They bought an overpriced house in a decaying neighborhood. They went in, they got all signed up and everything. Well, it's coming home to roost. Let's go a little bit further here. He says, at the same time, sales climbed 22% from October, the biggest three-month gain since the end of a home buyer's tax credit. We'll find out more about that in this article. The rally began as mortgage rates started to rise from record lows in November and the economic expansion picked up speed. Let me know when the economic expansion comes to your town. I haven't seen it here in southwest Missouri. The job market is beginning to gain traction. Apparently, it was slipping downhill. And they say they're starting to gain traction. That means the wheels are spinning faster, but we're still sliding backwards. Consumer confidence is improving. We know where they got that. And even though mortgage rates have increased, they're near historic lows. We talk about that every day. 30-year mortgage this morning, 4.85% plus points, origination fees, and flowers for the secretary. Continuing, said Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, Inc. in Westchester, Pennsylvania, prices may go down a bit more, but we're still seeing a pop in sales. So people are buying distressed properties into this market. This is speculation, mostly. Oh, there might be a few people out there that are picking up a house. But if they really understood what was happening in foreclosure gate, they wouldn't touch these foreclosed homes with a stick. Fannie Mae, the largest mortgage finance company, boy, we've been talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're in deep trouble, right? Bailed out as they are. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, maybe be phased out entirely, the largest mortgage finance company forecasts home prices will fall further this year and sales will jump. Discounts on foreclosed properties are eroding the value of other homes, making houses more affordable and opening the market to more people. A sustained increase in sales may signal a bottom in values as prices fall to levels buyers can't resist as they flood over with their EB-5 visas from China, Beijing, other places, Vietnam, the Hmong people. The average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.87 last week, almost three-quarters of a percentage point above the record of 4.17% in mid-November, continues. If we can strike a deal before rates go any higher, we can get a lot more house for our money, said Matt Arnold. Now we're using, this is the local interest throw-in, all right? They had to go out and find this fellow, Matt Arnold, 30, who's shopping for a four-bedroom home in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, with his wife, Jillian. Wow. We'll continue. More to come.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we can just go back into this and look a little bit further. These are the articles that are up. Top stories, Bloomberg, okay? Typically, when there's been a spike in gasoline and oil prices of this magnitude over a very short period of time, confidence goes down for a short period. That's the truth there. He estimates a home sales rebound in the second quarter. Not going to happen anytime soon. Maybe it'll happen next month. Prices are falling again after seesawing in 2009 and 2010 because of the federal tax incentives. Continues. Tax incentives are why we're seeing this triple dip in prices, said Nariman Behravesh. Wonder how long they had to search for him. Gee, you've got to be diverse here in your reporting. Tax incentives are why we're seeing this triple dip in prices. I thought the tax incentive was a good thing. I thought it boosted sales. And yet, this is why we're seeing the triple dip in prices. Without the credits, we wouldn't have seen such volatility because prices would have declined right to a bottom and we would now be in a sustained period of recovery. Yeah, that's true, Bob. You got it right. That's the problem with these social safety nets. They always turn around and bite you in the butt shortly thereafter. The price slump that ended in January. Wait a minute. I thought we were in a price slump again. The month before Congress authorized the first credit was followed by a 10% increase as people took advantage of the original version, limited to first-time buyers. Remember that? This is an ownership society. That's what Jorge Bush said, an ownership society. The second price decline, which ended in February of 2010, was supplanted by an 11% gain after the primary incentive was expanded to include existing homeowners. Any price gains we've seen over the last 2 years have been artificial because they've been driven down by policy initiatives, said Dean Mackay, or Mackey. He's the chief U.S. economist for Barclays Capital Inc. That'd be the Rothschilds, by the way, in New York. Prices have fallen for seven straight months in the current dip and are 31% below their 2006 peak. According to the National Association of Realtors, the decline has exceeded the 27% drop from 1928 to 1933, the worst years of the Great Depression, said Stan Humphries, the chief economist of Zillow Inc., a Seattle-based real estate data company. Well, things don't look too good over there. But cheer up, folks. Cheer up. Not all is lost. Things are looking really good in the manufacturing sector. Let's talk about that as this article loads. Thought this was kind of a bizarre article. But nevertheless, here it is. You hear it here first. This by Leslie Patton, March the 8th. McDonald's Corporation, the world's biggest restaurant chain. I don't consider them to be a restaurant, do you? When you think about going out for restaurant food, do you stop at Mickey D's? I did once, many years ago, when there was still millions sold. I remember that sign, millions sold. I thought, well, I'll stop in and have lunch. I'd barely gotten through my hamburger before I had a Mac attack, and I've never been in a McDonald's since. But anyway, the world's biggest restaurant chain said comparable store sales rose 3.9% last month, fueled by Japan, Australia, and Europe. Analysts projected sales at locations open at least 13 months would rise 3.8%. According to the average of three estimates compiled by Bloomberg, U.S. sales increased 2.7%, the Oak Brook, Illinois-based company said today in a statement, missing their average projection of a 4% gain. The fast food chain has pushed specialty McCafe coffee beverages and fruit smoothies to lure the more upscale and health-conscious customers. That's right, folks. You can get your specialty McCafe coffee beverage and fruit smoothie only if you happen to be an upscale, health-conscious customer. McDonald's, with more than 32,000 locations worldwide, started selling fruit and maple oatmeal. Better check the list of ingredients. You could be eating potato substitutes or something. I don't know. I've heard lots of stories from that. Find more about it on roguegovernment.com and blacklistednews.com. McDonald's, led by Chief Executive Officer James Skinner, said the sales climbed 5.1% in Europe and 4% in Asia. Well, when you talk about manufacturing, we have to talk about McDonald's, I guess. Audi, however, is to add models expanding in emerging markets to topple the BMW. All right, just jumping across the pond here. Andreas Kremer, writing this for Bloomberg, Volkswagen AG, Audi, will add models and expand production in emerging markets as the luxury brand aims to topple BMW as the largest premium car maker. Can you imagine that? We expect growth in the long term. Now, notice, I'm not looking at the United States. They're looking elsewhere. We expect growth further in the long term. Chief Executive Officer Rupert Stadler said today at Audi's annual press conference in Ingolstadt, Germany. This would almost pass as an advertisement, but we'll read it carefully. Quote, this gives us the confidence to extend our product range and expand our international activities. It's the international activities that are interesting in this article. The VW division has a goal of overtaking BMW as the biggest luxury automobile maker by 2015. A Volkswagen sedan that I drove back in the 60s, everybody laughed at it. They thought it was such a funny-looking little car. Certainly wouldn't be considered a luxury automobile, though it's rather nice. Last year, it introduced an updated version of its A8 flagship sedan, the new A7 Sportback, as well as the A1 subcompact, the smallest model in its 36-vehicle portfolio. Wonder how small that A1 subcompact is. to put it in the overhead when you go flying on the aircraft. Audi, which will roll out 13 new or upgraded models this year, including the revamped A6 sedan. And I don't know what any of these things look like to you. And the Q3 compact sport utility vehicle plans to continue expanding its lineup in coming years at an undiminished pace. Maybe they're going for it. Net income last year doubled to 2.59 billion euro or 3.61 billion U.S. as growing demand where? Oh, in demand. In China, spurred vehicle sales to record levels, Audi said. Of course, they mentioned the U.S., but I don't know about that. It's kind of just thrown in as a courtesy. Volkswagen's preferred shares rose as much as 2.8%. Well, factories buzzing. The brand aims to increase 2011 sales by more than 10% to over 1.2 million autos with new models, including the RS3 Sportback and a hybrid Q5 SUV. Audi targets a 2011 operating margin of about 9.4%, sales of carmaker said. Our factories are buzzing. 2011 will mark another year with great workload for us. Seems there are people in the world that are buying automobiles. But where are they buying them? Audi sees considerable potential where? In India, Brazil, and Russia. Now look, we just had the BRIC nations. Did you catch it? All right. They're targeting China, Russia, Brazil, and India. That's the BRIC countries. And will expand local production to underpin its expansion, Stadler said. Sales in Russia will probably rise to about 50,000 vehicles a year by 2015 from about 18,000. Now, that's quite a dramatic jump. Peter Schwarzenbauer, Audi's sales chief, said today, in addition to its investment at its Chinese joint ventures, the VW unit plans to spend 11.6 billion euros worldwide on new plants, products, and technologies in the next 5 years. You see, the United States is kind of going into the background. We're receding as the developing countries become the foci of all of this growth. Growth fundamentals in China remain solid. Not so in Poughkeepsie. Not so in Detroit. It's anything but a wrong strategy to keep the focus there. Even local production in Russia may be worth considering for Audi. Interesting stuff, eh? Expansion also includes European sites. Audi will spend about 900 million euros over the next 3 years on its factory in Gyor, Hungary, to increase capacity to 125,000 cars from 38,500 last year. Audi will spend another 270 million euros on a factory in Brussels. You don't see anything in here about General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. I guess that's just passé. Used to be a good car. Not anymore. Here's a real problem, though. Attorney generals push for loan reductions, and they seek bank accord. This is a continuing saga of mortgage gate, foreclosure gate. David McLaughlin, Lorraine Woolert, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. State attorneys general are pushing lenders to reduce loan balances and said they hope to reach a final settlement with banks over their mortgage servicing and foreclosure practices within 2 months. This is drug on all time and time again. The states, along with the federal agencies, submitted a 27-page settlement proposal last week, to the country's five largest mortgage servicers. We'll list them in a moment, and aim to reach an agreement that leads to more loan modifications for homeowners having trouble making their payments, the attorneys general said yesterday. The result, here's the quote, we'll have to pick up that result right after this word. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so back to this article again, and we're talking about a trillion-dollar issue here, folks. We're talking about the meltdown of our financial system, not just here in the United States, but around the world. We've reported time and again how people all over this planet have gotten involved with this mortgage fraud, credit default swaps, and credit default obligations, and so on and so forth. This is a very important issue and a very important article, but we'll continue along here. They say state attorneys general and federal agencies, including the Justice Department, the Treasury Department, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau submitted the proposals as a starting point for negotiations, a settlement with the servicing industry, said Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who is helping to lead the talks with the banks. Miller declined to comment about the role of banking regulators in these negotiations. Officials are talking with investors in mortgage-backed securities, Miller said, quote, "The investors are particularly important in the modification process," close quote, Miller said, quote, "They own the loans, and they're going to be modifying in certain ways, including, for some of them, principal reduction." Well, it said there, they own the loans. This is their trouble, all right? You don't, they do. The companies that received the settlement terms from officials are the Bank of AmeriCorps, we've heard about that, Wells Fargo & Company, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Ally Financial, that's GM, and Citigroup. Some people say Citi's bankrupt, we'll see. They service 59% of U.S. homeless. So you can throw in Freddie Mac, or Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Ally Financial. You're talking about the biggest financial heist of who knows, ever, maybe, in human history. the money lenders, the money changers have outdone themselves this time. Perhaps it'll be their end. Jumana Bawens, a Bank of America spokesman, declined to comment, as did Mark Rogers. Apparently, a lot of people want to be shut up on this when they list a list here. Vicki Adams, a Wells Fargo spokeswoman, and J.P. Morgan spokeswoman Jennifer Zuccarelli didn't immediately respond to comments either. Mum's the word. Miller said that investors agreed to principal reductions during the 1980s farm crisis, knowing that a partial payment from distressed landowners often would yield more than a foreclosure. A partial payment. Why is that? Because there's so many houses on the market that even if they foreclose the house with a broken chain of title, they can't dump it on anybody. It's a question of will enlightened self-interest prevail, Miller said. The compromise to modify loans in the right situation is economically very much in the interest of investors and owners. You can't modify the loans now, though, really, can they? Loans have already been made. Trouble's already been done. The die is cast. I think we're all aware of what's going on behind the scenes here, where the government is trying to force banks to assume obligations which they are legally not responsible for. Representative Spencer Baucus, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, said yesterday at the Institute of International Bankers annual conference in Washington, quote, "We have rule of law in our country," he said. "We have rule of law in our country." Spencer Baucus chiseled that one in stone. He said it. "And some of these negotiations, I believe, violate that law." Let's see now. They're getting closer. They're almost getting warm. It's like playing Clue, you know. It was done in the bedroom with a lead pipe. Butler did it. The settlement sheet seeks to force procedural changes on servicers, including banning companies from initiating foreclosure proceedings while a loan modification is pending, providing borrowers with a single point of contact, and informing borrowers of denied modifications in writing. Homeowners trying to avoid foreclosures sometimes complain of a move to foreclose on their properties while they're negotiating a modification. Oh, yeah, buddy. Donna Barron. Ralph Winter wrote. Alfred Addis. Yeah, people are moving in. People are moving in. This is going to go much further, but I'm not going to go any further with the article. Here's the last one. Revolving door spins anew as ex-U.S. lawmakers join the lobby firms. Oh, boy. It's Tea Party Express, right? That's probably one of the best things for some of these people's lives. They're going to make a lot of money now that they're out of office. Jonathan D. Silent writing this for Bloomberg. The decor of former Senator Robert Bennett's new office underscores his experience. Listen up. A framed copy of an appropriations bill he shepherded into law and the pen then-President George W. Bush used to sign it. Appropriations bill and the pen. It was used to sign it. An award for presiding over the Senate for 100 hours in a single session. And a shofar mounted on a base thanking him for his support of Israel. Isn't that amazing? That'd be Robert Bennett. He has a shofar. You know, that's the horn they blow. Ooh. Calling everyone to prayer, right? And a shofar mounted on a base, thanking him for his support of Israel. That's Robert Bennett. Bennett, a Utah Republican, of all things, who joined the lawyer lobbying firm of Arendt Fox, LLP. Arendt Fox, that's A-R-E-N-T. It's like Hannah Arendt without the D. Is part of the latest crop of ex-lawmakers putting their background to work for those seeking help from the federal government. We talk about this turnstile. The revolving door, in and out from Monsanto to the federal, you know, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, or any of the others, and then right back out again into a lobbying firm, and then right back to Monsanto, and then they come back in another term, and it goes around and around. Again, rules enacted in 2007 by a Democratic Congress haven't slowed the revolving door linking Capitol Hill to nearby lobbying offices. I wonder why you don't have any voice in Washington, because you are not represented by a lobbyist, even as they must wait 1 or 2 years before attempting to directly influence former colleagues. Ex-lawmakers can immediately plot strategy, offer advice, and help their new clients navigate both Congress and federal agencies. Bennett, It'd be Robert Bennett, the guy with the shofar mounted on a base, thanking him for his support of Israel. Bennett, 77. Why did this guy just get out of the sea, man? Go bass fishing, dude. Tired of your name and your face. Said his firm's clients, quote, will benefit from me being able to sit down with them and say, yes, you have a grief that's legitimate, or no, you don't. Imagine he's going to get paid a whole lot of money for that. They have many lobbyists who are able to take the outcome of that strategic advice and counseling up to the Hill. At least 17 ex-lawmakers who left office in January have joined law firms, trade associations, or other lobbying enterprises, or set up their own consultancies, according to tracking by Bloomberg News and the Center for Responsive Politics, a Washington-based research group. 17 ex-lawmakers who left office in January as the Tea Party swept into power have turned right back around, and now they're in the lobbying camp. Right? Former Senator Chris Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, earlier this month was named Chief Executive Officer of the Washington-based Motion Picture Association of America, the trade association for Hollywood studios. Two freshman House members defeated last November for re-election, Democrat Walt Minuck of Idaho and Republican Charles DeJoo of Hawaii, formed their own firm. When racehorses retire, they go to stud, the authors state here. When members of Congress retire, they go to K Street. Yes, K Street is where all the lobbyists have their offices, said Rogan Kirsch, an associate dean at New York University, referring to the location of many Washington lobbying firms. The migration hasn't slowed in the wake of Tea Party-fueled anger against Congress and the budget deficit and the intensified push on Capitol Hill to cut federal spending could amplify the clout of ex-lawmakers as groups fight over slices of a diminishing budget pie, said Nels Olson, head of the Washington Office of Korn Ferry International, an executive recruitment firm based in Los Angeles. This is a time when you need to make sure your interests are represented, Olson said. Former lawmakers have relationships that can be advantageous. If you're paying attention, this article, you can find it up on Bloomberg. It's loaded with hot links. You can check these people out. The Tea Party activists who helped propel a House Republican plan to cut $61 billion from the 2011 budget, what an insult that is, say they don't care who lobbies, just that current members don't listen to pleas for programs. They don't care who lobbies, the Tea Party activists. And then it goes on and on and on and on. We'll be back, hour number two, straight ahead.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our website's becomevocallocal.com. Call-in numbers are 866-841-1065. For unlimited long-distance access, people, you can call in at 512-904-8014. But everybody else can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065 if you'd like to join in the discussion today. About to set the news basket aside, however, and go into our discussion of trust. Before I do, I wanted to finish out this article. It began in the first hour. It has to do with these Tea Party folks, okay? Political casualties and Tea Party views. The Tea Party activists who helped propel this House Republican plan to cut the $61 billion from the 2011 budget said they don't care who lobbies and just that current members don't listen to pleas for programs. We're watching lawmakers and we want them to resist that lure. Now, these are names that you should highlight in your little notepads if you do that sort of thing. Mark Meckler, M-E-C-L-E-R, Meckler. Mark Meckler, a co-founder and national coordinator of the, all caps here, Tea Party Patriots. Here's a little more. Citizens activists are going to outweigh any lobbyist in Washington, close quote, said Adam Brandon. Adam Brandon, a spokesman for Freedom Works. All right? Underline that. Highlight it. A Washington-based advocacy organization headed by former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, a Texas Republican, quote, at the end of the day, who's going to get you elected? Political casualties, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. But we're going to set that aside and say that's enough of the news for today. I want to go back to discussion of trust. Why? Well, many, including TheLegacy.info, www.the-legacy.info, on that DVD series and on their website, they show you that much of what we have for government in this country is a trust. Even all of the language, and we've talked about that in the first four parts of the series. And, of course, we've got all this hubbub going on up in Wisconsin having to do with collective bargaining. I thought we'd just go ahead and pick up in our Divine Breen Fredrickson Williams America Past and Present textbook, kind of a college-level history book, certainly too big and thick for high school use. But somebody going to university might have to buy this book. They probably would never touch even a portion of it. I've read it all, well over 1,000 pages. But they probably wouldn't touch all of this in a course, you know, in school. That they don't do that, you know. They just make you buy the books. But this part continues with what we're looking at on page 669, the Square Deal. We're talking about the New Deal, busting the trusts, Roosevelt's campaign, 1907. Morgan, U.S. Steel, so on and so forth, Tennessee Coal and Iron Company, all these things we've discussed in previous broadcasts. We talked about Edward H. Harriman, James Hill, J.P. Morgan, Kuhn Loeb Company, Rockefeller interests, all this, Sherman Antitrust Act, etc. A square deal in the coal fields. Let's talk about the unions. A few months after announcing the Northern Security suit, Roosevelt, that would be the first one, not the second one, intervened in a major labor dispute involving the anthracite coal miners of northeastern Pennsylvania. Of course, we remember Gustavus Meyer's wonderful book, The History of the Great American Fortunes, where we discover that these railroad magnates, the captains of finance and industry, were less interested in the railroads than they were in gaining control of all of this land. And they were using public monies to finance and buy all of this stuff, and land grants, enormous land grants. They made billions and billions at a time when $100 was really something. Pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So on this page 669 of our Republican Roosevelt, from Roosevelt to Wilson chapter, their national politics in the age of progressivism, the progressives, right? There's a cartoon here, 1904 cartoon, the caption reads, depicts Theodore Roosevelt as, quote, Jack the Giant Killer, battling the Wall Street Titans. And then it continues, this is actually Roosevelt dissolved relatively few trusts. It looks good. Looks good in the New York Slime or the Washington Postal, but it's really not accurate. All right? So let's go into it a little bit more. The square deal in the coal fields again. A few months after announcing the Northern security suit, Roosevelt, what is with this intergenerational control of our country anyway? And now we've got Rand Paul? Wow. It goes all across both aisles, doesn't it? Roosevelt intervened in a major labor dispute involving the anthracite coal miners of northeastern Pennsylvania. Led by John Mitchell, a moderate labor leader, the United Mine Workers demanded wage increases, an 8-hour workday, and company recognition of the union. The coal companies refused, and in May of 1902, 140,000 miners walked off the job and the mines were closed. Of course, you only have to look at an anthracite mine once in your life to understand why these guys had a legitimate bitch. But I wonder whether union work is the right way to go. Obviously and intentionally, the union is the one that's really going to profit, not the guy down in the dirt. As the months passed and trade and the strike continued, coal prices rose. With winter coming on, schools, hospitals, and factories ran short of coal. Public opinion turned against the companies. Morgan and other industrial leaders privately urged them to settle, but George F. Baer, head of one of the largest companies, refused, quote, "the rights and interests of the laboring man," Baer said, "will be protected and cared for not by labor agitation, but by the Christian men to whom God in his infinite wisdom has given the control of the property interests of this country." Now, I can tell you that in this book there are very few truths and profound statements, but few are more true and profound than that. I'll give it to you again. "The rights and the interests of the laboring man will be protected and cared for, not by the labor agitators, but by the Christian men to whom God in his infinite wisdom has given the control of the property interests of this country." Let's go back to one of the founding documents. We are just going to skip the preamble and go right to this. "We hold these truths to be self-evident," of course that's the Declaration, "that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And of course, in the Constitution, we remove the pursuit of happiness, but right to property. "And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." And it continues. But what are we talking about here? We need to recognize that our rights, come not from governments, come not from the labor unions or the progressives. No, indeed, they come from the Creator. When we fail to understand how important property, what an important place property holds in our entire system, we lose it all, as we have today, in the chat room, in the news basket, no matter where you look. There's a continuous assault on property. And why wouldn't there be? Maybe you have to ask yourself, how are you doing? Do a little checkup from the neck up. Are you a communist? Are you a card-carrying communist? Are you? The very first plank in the Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property. How are you doing on that one? Are you willing to take property from your neighbor? His private property rights, are you willing to take them from him and move those little chess pieces onto your board? How about the second one? A heavy progressive income tax. You paying that heavy progressive income tax? Maybe you support communism. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. You don't like this intergenerational accumulation of wealth, the trust? We talked about that, Rothschild, the lawyer on U.S. soil. He's really good at that. He's really good at this intergenerational accumulation of wealth and making sure that other people, through the use of trusts, are able to preserve what they have. Don't like that? Maybe you're a communist. Confiscation of property of all emigrants and rebels. Rebels. Rebellion. It's not the same as a revolution. You can have a revolution without going to rebellion. Central banking. Use those Federal Reserve notes. Wow. Just... Government control of education, you like that? Huh? Government control of education. We'll have the National Education Association. We'll go ahead and have the unions involved in the schools. Wow, maybe we're just all a bunch of card-carrying communists. Maybe this is a communist nation. Maybe we have been overthrown. Let's continue with the article. Again, the rights and the interests of the laboring man will be protected and cared for not by the labor agitators, but by the Christian men to whom God in his infinite wisdom has given the control of property interests of this country. Now, Roosevelt was furious at this, complaining of the company's arrogance. He invited both sides of the dispute to an October 1902 conference at the White House. There, Mitchell took a moderate tone and offered to submit the issues to arbitration, but the companies again refused to budge. Roosevelt ordered the army to prepare to seize the mines and then leaked word of his intent to Wall Street leaders. And all across America, mines are being sealed up because the little bats have got white noses. Maybe if they keep their noses out of the cocaine jar, they wouldn't have white noses, but that's the way bats are, you know, crap crazy that they are. Continuing, more and more Roosevelt saw the federal government as an honest and an impartial broker between powerful elements in society. Rather than leaning toward labor, he pursued a middle way. It's the third way. Tony Blair, common purpose, public-private partnerships. Rather than leaning towards labor, he's a progressive, he pursued a middle way to curb corporate or labor abuses, abolish privilege, enlarge individual opportunity. Often he backed reforms in part to head off more radical measures. Of course, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and we don't shy away from radical thinking. Let's continue. Now, into the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, the article under trust we began the other day. The term trust has been so variously defined that its connotations remain unprecise. Of course, all of these great railroads and things like that that were set up, the mining interests conjoined with the railroad interests, conjoined with the postal routes and ways, combined with the coastal trade, combined with the Orient trade, all of these things together. It was Rockefeller's that first really perfected this idea of trust as regards to corporations. The term trust has been so variously defined that its connotations remain unprecise. So if we're going to be the replacement set, if we're going to be the solution rather than just part of the problem, perhaps it'll be worth our time to find out more about trust, and we will right after this word from our sponsor.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. is saying he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we can continue here again, and I'm just going to close out this article out of the textbook this way. I forgot I stopped just one paragraph shy of where I wanted to. During the 1904 campaign, Roosevelt, this would be Teddy now, called his actions in the coal miners' strike a square deal. A square deal, quote unquote, square deal for both labor and capital. A term that stuck to his administration. His actions stood in powerful contrast to Grover Cleveland's in the 1894 Pullman strike. Now, that Pullman strike is another one of interest, too. Go back and look at the Vanderbilts and those guys. That was quite a story. Roosevelt was not the first president to take a stand for labor, but he was the first to bring opposing sides in a labor dispute to the White House to settle it. He was the first to threaten to seize a major industry, and he was the first to appoint a commission whose decision both sides agreed to accept. Important change there. The square deal, old Teddy, he wasn't too bad. But again, he wasn't quite the buster that many thought he was. Certainly not that he said he was. And then again, back quickly to the Declaration. Why is it so important? Why are these words so important? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are endowed, or all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Why is that so important? Whether you're an atheist, whether you're agnostic, whether you're a true believer or a disbeliever or a misbeliever, one thing is absolutely certain. In this country, the Creator gives you your rights. You can establish whatever relationship there you want. But if you turn your back on that idea, then you're right back to the United Nations Universal Declaration of Universal Rights and Universal Human Rights. And whatever the state can give you, it can then take it away. As we say, there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. Then in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. Returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges. You live under privileges here. Licensable. Boy, you don't want to go there. Taxable and revocable. Whatever's given can be taken away under that system, but under the prior system, the wiser system, all of your rights came from God, and government can't take away from them. And whenever a government is destructive of those ends, we have not only a right, but a duty to throw off such a government and institute a new one. To do what our founders, the trust givers, our creators in trust language, gave us. They are the trustees. We are the beneficiaries. Forget it not. The monopolistic tendency in American industry, on other than a local scale, had discernible beginnings in the decades following the Civil War. Again, back to the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. Primarily in agreements. What is all this? The monopolistic tendency in American industry had discernible beginnings in the decade following the Civil War. Actually, it's much earlier than that. But they were laying the foundations from the founding of this country in corporations as colonies all the way up to the War of Northern Aggression. And there were plenty of vyings for monopolies prior to the Civil War. But the Civil War really kicked it up into high gear. Continuing, for limiting production, fixing prices, centralizing selling, and allocating quotas in industries which had adopted factory methods for the mass production of goods, having relatively standardized specifications. Oh, the stories you can read about that. Gustavus Myers lays it all out in his History of the American Fortunes, all right? And there's lots of other places to go as well. Through the remainder of the century, such agreements were applied to an increasing area of industry, although because of the secrecy with which most of them were administered, underline that, it is impossible to say how widely ramified they were. This is where the veils of secrecy started to descend down over the people. Shortly after the Civil War was the creation of the American Bankers Association. Shortly after the American Bankers Association, they created the American Bar Association, and then the American Medical Association. They created the Commission on Uniform Laws. We started doing end runs around the Constitution. Lawyers and bankers took over this country. They've been running it, and they run it still. We saw the article about the lobbyists. They're all lawyers. We knew the lobbying business. Lawmakers, lawgivers, lawyers. Yeah. American Bar Association. Continuing, it's impossible to say how widely ramified they were. It is known that they existed in the salt, cordage, gunpowder, distilling, cotton yarn, sugar refining, coal mining, oil refining, and other industries, including the various branches of the iron and steel industry. Of course, we're not talking about here the monopolies in timber. We're not talking here about the monopolies in railroad. We're not talking about the roads, the turnpikes, etc., the coasting trade, shipbuilding. Many were limited to restricted geographical areas, which tended, however, to expand with the development of railways. Can't overemphasize how important it was to get these stagecoach routes, these mail routes and ways opened up, and get the stagecoaches and the railroad trains going. Well, if you want to understand something about this country, look into the Credit Mobilier, the canal building time periods. You want to know how these great intergenerational fortunes came to exist, the warehousers and everybody else, go back and look there at Hill and so many others. The scope of the agreements varied, as was true of European cartels. Not limited here. We mentioned before, the St. Simonians got involved in a knockdown, drag-out, tongue, fangs, and claws debate, dispute with the Rothschilds over who was going to control Credit Mobilier of France, which preceded ours. Of course, the St. Simonians and the Halevis, the Jewish bankers of Paris, lost out to the greater cartel of the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds ruled the day. They took over that idea, and they used it to their advantage. And what was that? That was the real formation of the public-private partnership, which was the way of the Rothschilds initially, the Rothschilds. But, of course, as we've mentioned in the past, there was nothing new to the Rothschilds. The Fuggers did the same thing before them, and they were the central bankers of Europe for hundreds of years. The scope of the agreements varied, as was true of European cartels. Now, when we get involved with cartels, we're back into these trust words again. Remember? Go back and listen to these other segments on trust, primarily in the second hour of each broadcast. You can find them. I make a note each time we talk about trusts, part one, part two, so on. But the language of trust, the words that let you know that you're involved with a trust, creating, creator, trusters, settlers, etc. The forms, too, were numerous, ranging from the simple word of tanners to damp no hides for 3 months to elaborate and solemnly attested documents covering rates of output, market territories, prices, penalties, supervisory agencies, and similar matters in the anthracite coal industry. The more formal types have commonly been called pools. That's another word of trust. But in the midst of such variety, no clear line of distinction between pools and simple agreements is discernible. The policies, whatever their character, converged on the maintenance of satisfactory market prices. You can imagine yourself, maybe you got elected, you're the mayor, one of these Tea Party people, maybe you just propped up out of no place, used to be an auctioneer or a farmer, and you find yourself in Congress, and you know nothing about trusts. you're like being butt naked in a foxhole in the middle of a battle, and you have no armament. If we're going to be the replacement set, we need to be at least as knowledgeable on these things as we can be. This thing goes upside down and inside out. We're going to need new people to flesh out the system. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so back once again to our article, and we're going to continue along on this. You know, mentioned, brought out just a little bit, just a smattering, just a touch, you know, this idea of the trivium and the quadrivium. This old system of education, you know, it's so old now, we don't use it. As if everything that's old is no good, right? And there are very strong movements out there, you know. The Christian right is as opposed to what they call humanism as you could possibly imagine. Nobody could put that up on a billboard higher than Tim LaHaye, Council for National Policy. They were absolutely opposed to humanism. Failing to understand what humanism is, unfortunately. Pointing to these old books, you know, Aristotle, Plato, and so on, as being, you know, pagan, right? Failing to understand what they turned their back on. And we want to be very careful about locking in on one concept, because when we lock in on one concept, inevitably we lock out others. So I like to approach the world with an open mind. Listen to everybody. Read anything. Believe nothing until you can verify in your own research, but the trivium has much to offer. Home educate your children. That's what they did in the early days. You know, raise them up so they know how to live and live right. Start them out with their grammars and get their grammar in order. Right? And then you go from there to what? To the dialectic, to logic, which is law. And then you proceed from there to what? Rhetoric. I mean, we're still talking short pants here. John Stuart Mill, son of James Mill, homeschooled, trilingual, doing logic and geometry by the time he was 8 years of age. We put young people into boxes when we send them off to public schools. They're not expected to be stupid until they've graduated high school. Up until that time, they can just have an experience in stupidity. The long, winding road towards failure. Maybe they'll drop out as a junior in high school, not complete. It's good for statistics, lousy for financing. But again, we learn a little bit of law as we go along, a little bit about logic, a little bit about rhetoric, a little bit about debate, a little bit about research, and all these things together work in your benefit when you decide, finally, at last, to become vocal local and just say no to the expansion of ICLEI and Agenda 21 and the rest of the internationalist program of action for the 21st century as it comes into your town. But let's continue. The ubiquity of such associations has suggested to all writers on industrial combinations. You see, even at this time, this Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, written as it was, first published and copyrighted in 1934, considered by many as the writers and the authors of this as der Führer's professors. This is for the Hochschule for Politik, teaching political science to people that would, you know, have to reshape their government in Germany. But it was well known at this time that a combination was the same as a corporation or a cartel or trust. The ubiquity of such associations has suggested to all writers on industrial combinations. You can also use the word concern. Everybody talks about, oh, the environmental concerns. Are you concerned about global, you know, man-made global warming? Or I guess we're supposed to say climate disruption now. Are you concerned about this? Is that your concern? No, it's not your concern, but it is the concern of Siemens and Vestas and GE and all of the concerns, the combinations of corporations that make environmental things as their form of business in commerce. All right? Environmental and developmental concerns are businesses, they're corporations. Of course, the Sierra Club and the World Wildlife Federation would have you sit there in your lazy boy and fan through their glossy rotogravure magazines and be alarmed about the polar bears that have to swim from iceberg to iceberg doing a backstroke looking for a nice iceberg to clamber out upon to eat their baby seals for breakfast. Again, the ubiquity of such associations has suggested to all writers on industrial combinations the need for some general explanation of their existence. And we scratch our heads and we look at the corporation nation and we go, what's Cliff telling us? What are we learning in these DVDs? We have a need for general explanation of their existence as distinct from the peculiar circumstances obtaining in particular industries. What's going on with OPEC? Why is gasoline and diesel going up in a town near you? Why is the cost of crude oil going up here in the United States? Crude oil at $105.19 a barrel, these 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma, as they are, as we open the broadcast with every day. Why is our crude oil prices going up when there's just a little bit of friction going down in Libya? Libya putting 1.8 or 1.9, maybe as much as 2% of oil into the European market, light sweet crude that it is itself, has little or no bearing on us. And yet, due to the speculations in the marketplace, the opportunity to make a profit off the people one more time, the opportunity to further advance an agenda, a synthesis you may not be aware of. We're looking at an antithesis. A thesis is the revolutions and the disputes over in the Near East as they create the European, the Mediterranean Union. And out of this thesis comes the antithesis. Oh, this is all the blowback. These are the people with the cell phones and the Twitters, right? And what's really happening, the synthesis, going to drive up the price of oil in the U.S. Why? Because the environmental and developmental concerns have been damaged severely by broadcasts such as this and the work of Michael Shaw and Tom DeWeese and other people, Henry Lamb, because we've exposed Agenda 21 and have been exposing it for a decade and shown it to be nothing but a charade. And they're hurting. But what they want to do now is they want to come back and start opening up and exploring and marketing the oil on this continent. And in order for them to achieve that, they need to drive that price up, and they're going to drive that price up. It's artificial scarcity. There is a superabundance of oil, not just in the United States and in Alaska, but in all around the world. There's no reason for us to be involved with the OPEC system at all. That could easily handle what the needs are there for the near and the Middle East and the Far East. But we're locked in, and we don't understand why. And that's why there is a need for some general explanation of their existence. And we'll continue. The most common points of reference in such explanations are the rising importance of fixed capital investments. You get quite the dandy tax credit this year if you make fixed capital investments, by the way. The steady accumulation of new capital funds, despite the chronic existence of unused productive capacity. What's unused productive capacity? That is this baked into the cake unemployment level in the United States. Why, we just don't feel good unless we have 5, 10, maybe 15% of the people unemployed at all times. That stimulates the labor market. That keeps the disgruntled down to a mild roar. When you know that there's always 5 or 6 or 8 wolves waiting to snap up your job slot, you're less likely to object or complain. You're more likely to be there on time, ready to turn that crank. You brought your coffee thermos and your lunch bag, and you're ready. Because you know that there's 5 guys out by the gate who are ready to take your job the moment you lay your tools down. Continuing, the steady accumulation of new capital funds, despite the chronic existence of unused productive capacity, the gradual disappearance of the frontier, and settlement to the country. Now, settlement is an important word. You know, that's what's happening over the West Bank. Settlements. The appearance of the frontier. We got a full boatload of that in my youth. John Wayne movies and everything like that, you know, cowboys and Indians playing that. Westward expansion, wagons, all the novels and novelettes and novellas published on that regard, the love novels and things like that as they went out and they farm, you know, what was it, Little House on the Prairie, yeah, John Boy, good night, John Boy. Settlers, frontier, with a corresponding decline in the rate of industrial expansion. Have you noticed a decline in the rate of industrial expansion here in this country? The instability of prices, I thought that was what the Federal Reserve banking system was for. The instability of prices and of general economic activity. The development of new techniques and substitute commodities. Substitute commodities, would that be ethanol? Wind turbines. Don Quixote's little wind turbines. You ever looked at cost-benefit analysis on those things? How much they cost? And how much they have to be subsidized by the ratepayers? Wow. Free energy? Guess again. It is probable that the adequate explanation lies much more in the direction of attempted maintenance of profitable operation in the face of a highly dynamic technological and marketing situation in that of deliberate monopolistic exploitation of who? You, the consumers. Now we're starting to get down to what the trusts are really all about.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back again into this article out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. You know, we studied a little bit from Deborah Bouchot's legal research and writing for the paralegal. And when that, we discovered that the encyclopedias and the dictionaries are considered secondary sources. And that in a court of law, you know, you want your primary sources, you want your precedents, you count your case law up front and personal. But you resort to these documents to be able to, you know, flesh things out and build a good foundation for your argument. And that's why we like to go there. We learn a lot. I do, certainly, from the encyclopedias and the dictionary in my library. From this, we then go out, jump out into all of the various and sundry bibliographical material that might support a lengthy article like this one, written by a Paul T. Homan, H-O-M-A-N, Homan. Homan, get down, dude. Yeah. All right, but we're just starting to really get to the meat of the issue here. As we're in the face of this highly dynamic technological and marketing situation. Now, this began in the 1930s, and this is still happening today. And it continues, and it's going to continue to escalate and speed up. We're at a time period now such as no man has ever seen before. I mean, things are becoming obsolete before you even get them out of the package these days. It's a highly dynamic technological, and there's multiple levels, multiple layers, and different marketplaces of this technological advancement. There are technological advancements being made that have you know, we have no consciousness of. Go all the way back to Tesla's, patents. I have a complete book of Tesla's patents. And there are things like the AND gate that he came up with and the metal disintegrator. There was no reason for them. These are just brilliant ideas, maybe right out of the ozone itself, that he come up with and patented. But if it wasn't for that little AND gate, we wouldn't have any computers. And somebody might have come up with it. But one of the reasons why you can't get a patent on a computer, per se, is because every computer that was ever built was dependent upon the AND gate. I don't know how the buildings fell and the great live burning sacrifice in New York, but did Tesla's metal disintegrator have anything to do with that? I don't know. Very highly dynamic technological marketing situation continuing. However this may be, as a device for controlling the markets. This is what it's all about, is controlling the market. Profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad. If you're continually losing, you'll quit your business. You'll stop. If you're continually taxed and taxed and taxed and taxed, there's only one place to go for recovery, and that's to the consumer. And if your products can't be marketed with all those taxes included in the price tag, you'll quit producing them. You might have to find another marketplace like China and Singapore. Most of them were of brief duration, but although they broke down frequently, after an interval of severe competition, they were usually restored in some new form. And we saw that over and over again in the development of the railroads. They began initially as just a track and steel wheels and a carriage or cart pulled by horses. But they called that a railroad. It was a railroad, right? And because there were wheels rolling on steel, the horses could pull a far greater load than they could when the wheels were rolling on dirt, and stones and cobblestones and bricks. This has been variously explained on grounds of the congenital inability of American businessmen to cooperate for a long pull. That's important. Men don't come together, you know, and work for a long pull, all the guys with the various different businesses, unless there's something else in the background. And that's the aim of this idea of the public-private partnership, where you use the power of all of your bought and paid for whores in Congress to write the legislation, and all of your bought and paid for whores in the law, lawyers and judges and lobbyists, all these bought and paid for whores in government, you use them in conjunction. That gives you the force of law. That's the barrel of the gun. And then you combine that with the wealth of corporations to create the public-private partnership. Some say fascism, which is a bit extreme. Public-private partnership is what is, I think, a little bit more palatable, understandable. Continuing... of the inherent instability of the economic situation within which the agreements were functioning, the inherent instability of the economic situation. As soon as you bring new products and things to the market, all of a sudden somebody comes up with a better mousetrap. And what you thought you would have a monopoly on becomes obsolete before you even get it to market. And continues, lots of ways you could play that one out, within which the agreements were functioning and of the peculiarities of American law. It's peculiar, isn't it? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property. It's rather peculiar, was unique on the planet. This last point needs to be developed, so let's look at it. Running out of time for today. As cases involving agreements for monopolistic control of the market came before the courts of the various states, the common law principles relating to unreasonable restraint of trade were at the outset applied almost uniformly, so that the terms of the agreements became invalid as contracts and non-enforceable at law. Very important distinction here, because now we're coming away from the common law and fully embracing once again admiralty law and lex mercatoria, the law merchant. And of course, with the advent of the Commission on Uniform Laws, and the Uniform Trust Act and other things, this uniformity, this is like, it's like universal, it's like Catholic, you know. But as this came in into play, the common law went bye-bye. And they created this thing we've talked about, the difference between the state, man, the free man on the land, flesh and blood man standing on dirt with muddy boots, as opposed to this state. This is this all-out war that rages between legal positivism and the natural law. The man stands there in the natural law, endowed by his creator with a certain unalienable rights. But in the rise of legal positivism, in the rise of statism, the state, it's actually this state takes on a whole new ambiance, a new persona, a legal fiction, if you will. But there's really not much new about it, at least in this time period. We drug it along with us, some of the useless baggage we should have thrown overboard when we came from England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales and elsewhere. Again, there was moreover a possibility that the common law of conspiracy might be invoked. Conspiracies? Conspiracy theories? 1927? There was moreover a possibility that the common law of conspiracy might be invoked. You want to get caught up in a conspiracy at this time period. The failure of such agreements to attain a contractual status effectively undermined the possibility of permanency, since each party thereto was at all times legally a free agent. The incentives to act as such were, for some members, some members of almost every association, at times too strong to be resisted. Various devices were developed to overcome this centrifugal tendency, including the leasing of plants, joint ownership of marketing corporations, and the achievement of communities of interest through interlocking stock ownership and interlocking directorates. Now, you'd think this would be something new. This was a book that somebody just put out yesterday, and they're being interviewed all over the internet. Wow! Revealing. Maybe it's been known for a long time. But unfortunately, through our system of education, having set aside the trivium and the quadrivium and just gone into the see-say, you throw away phonetics, throw it under the bus, and everything's just see-say. And if, by the way, if you see something, do be sure to say something. But we no longer understand this idea of corporations, the achievement of communities of interest. What is a community of interest? These are these free trade zones that are being popping up every place, economic development zones. Exclusive offshore enterprise zones, and so on and so forth. Communities of interest through interlocking what? Stock ownership. Look, take a look again. Look, take a look again. Review it one more time. CorporationNation.com. Look at the video. Put it in your mind. And then think about all of those corporations that CalPERS and others are invested in. Think about all of those corporations out there and that they have interlocking boards and directorships. One beast system. Well, we're all out of time. Be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.